ABC Radio Melbourne with Ali Moore.
How hard is it to get things done in Victoria? How do you feel about your state? How healthy do you think your state is? Give me a call, 1300 222 774. Bill Lang is the Executive Director of Small Business Australia. Bill Lang, welcome back to Drive.
G'day, Ali. Good to speak with you.
So I've put a couple of things together that have been in the news today. Victoria's debt, obviously the pressures on the budget, even more difficult with the extra money found to help the hospital system, the red tape, and also just taxes, the taxes that are affecting business. From the perspective of your members, is it harder to get things done?
But the first thing I'd like to say, Ali, in terms of something that's positive, is I'd really love to thank, a big number of your listeners that are out there spending their money and supporting local businesses and buying local, because it's something that everyone can do as an individual. They've got some money. We can't do much about the government until we get the opportunity to vote again in the state of Victoria, which is in a couple of years' time. But the general perception and the lived experiences of many people in small business that there's a lot of friction, it's complicated, it's difficult, things take longer than what they should take, the forms are longer, there's more fields in the forms to fill in, and sadly we're seeing increasingly a decline in the number of people interested in starting small businesses, and then secondly an ageing group of business owners, many of which are coming to the stage of saying, look, enough's enough. We can't keep the thing going.
Is that actually, Bill Lang, is that actually backed up in the statistics? If you look at, it's hard, I guess, post-COVID environment, but if you look at new business starts in Victoria?
Absolutely. So, the jargon is per capita, but, for all of us, that sort of means looking at the total population and the gross state product or the total size of the economy. Victoria is the poorest performing with respect to new business starts. In terms of interstate movements of businesses, it's losing a greater proportion given its population size of its economy. You look across the various costs and licenses, as I say, the number of forms and the amount of stuff on the forms, it's greater than what it's ever been, and it's perceived. And at the end of the day, perception is critical with all of this, Ali. It's perceived to be a very, very tough place to get things done, to have a business and to run a business.
So if you were to start a business in Victoria versus starting a business in, say, New South Wales, give me an example of just, if we're going to say it's more complicated, if we're going to say there's more red tape, can you give me a practical example of where we do stuff that is more onerous than, say, New South Wales?
Look, I think New South Wales is a great example. New South Wales created a one-stop shop organisation for every citizen and every small business person to deal with the New South Wales government, and it's called Service New South Wales. You go to Service New South Wales outlets, you can call the call centre 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can use a world-class app, and you can deal with everything that you need to deal with, through Service New South Wales. Now, here in Victoria, we have multiple departments that you may have to deal with. Secondly, we saw during COVID the experience that we had here where, in terms of the basic app that we ended up having for scanning QR codes is literally years behind the features and functionality of what takes place up in New South Wales. So there's a screaming gap between the practicalities of what you've got to do and how long it takes you to do it. I've just come back from visiting a number of businesses in Western Australia and they go Victoria, it's sort of Sicktoria. And I started feeling sick listening to your lead into the program today. And it's really just Victorians, as you're listening, what can we do? Well, in 2 years' time, we get a chance to do something about, the government of the day. If we can spend money supporting local businesses, let's get out there, let's support them, let's encourage them. Because this is a significant challenge, because at the end of the day, these businesses are the hearts and souls of the local communities. They're the people employing the teenagers, Ellie. It's not the government, departments providing work experience.
No, but I'm not sure everyone literally has the same experience, Bill Lang. And I do wonder, if you look nationally, today, for example, we've got unemployment figures. Is there any evidence that Victoria is worse off than other states?
Well, I think there's a significant amount of evidence when you look at the rate of growth, the percentage of, say, planned constructions that are actually getting implemented. I think I heard someone in your earlier lead in from the earlier program this morning, from the property industry talking about the challenges. So this is not people dreaming this stuff, Ali. There is lots and lots of evidence, and the numbers all point towards it.
So do you think that you or business in general is safe from new taxes or higher taxes?
No, Victorian is safe from an increased tax burden, given that we have a level of debt as a state, which I think is equal to the next three states added together. Everything gets called a crisis. Like, it's like, you know, I wonder, we've got growing issues around people being concerned. Everywhere you look, there's another crisis. And so therefore you're in crisis, and all of a sudden we need $1.5 billion to deal with the way our health system's going. A great question that you would be able to ask our Premier next time you're speaking with her. I think she claimed yesterday that we have a world-class health system, as I heard her say that on the radio. Can you ask her what the evidence is of that?
Well, we're certainly better off than a lot of other countries.
Oh, there's no question that we're very fortunate to be living here in Australia, and very fortunate irrespective of where you live in Australia. But you know, are we as competent? Are we doing as well as we could be doing is really the question.
Bill Lang, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Ellie.
Bill Lang's the Executive Director of Small Business Australia there. Bill Lang clearly not feeling good about the health of Victoria. But I am asking you what you think. Maybe you have a very different experience. We've got a couple of texts here, sort of very different opinions. This one, Grant, saying, of course there will be taxes. The state government's the worst state government in Australia. Or this one, sadly, Victoria is stuffed. But then, right above it, this whole state is being dragged down by your eternal BS. Taxes are vital to the welfare of the state. Let government govern. So let me know how you feel about the health of Victoria. 1300 222 774.